Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Villa fans, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast for a team sheet tantrum of Luton Town versus Aston Villa, and a team sheet tantrum I'm really, really looking forward to with the news yesterday that both Ezri Konsa and Pau Torres are likely to be in the squad but may not be starting. So let's see if we can call, if Unai Emery has called all of our bluffs today. But we've just seen there that Crystal Palace have scored against Spurs, which is always good news. And as I've always said, since last week, we will be looking at other unfolding stories throughout the league over the course of the next few days or the next few weeks as well, as Aston Villa look to continue their charge towards Champions League football. And as we said in the preview show, that starts today against a dogged and resolute Luton Town team that Villa will need to be on their game to beat.
Yeah, good afternoon. I don't think we'll be seeing Konsa and Torres today unless we need to take them off the bench, that is. But absolutely fine with what we have at our disposal. Really looking forward to seeing what way he picks this team. And absolutely good news that Spurs have conceded two, and I hope we can stay that way.
Spurs have conceded two, or Spurs have conceded
also.
Conceded also. Yes, yeah, that's Jesus. You get my heart a little fluttered there for a moment because I hadn't seen that. But thanks to all of you guys in the comments as well. Thank you so much. There's 200 people here. And thank you so much. If you can give us a thumbs up or a like, if you are signed in, please do that. And thanks also to Matt Hanlon. Thank you so much for that. Points for podcasters and a lovely free kick to put Spurs behind. Yeah, we need a free kick of our own today to put us ahead, and hopefully that is the case. We're about 6 minutes away from the team sheet, and you mentioned there about Pau and Ezri today. So I presume you think it's just going to be Chambers and Longley that are going to start today.
Yeah, I think so. I think given the enormity of the couple of weeks ahead, I think it'd be madness to move them back so quick. So that, for that reason alone, I'm expecting things to stay the way they are, and I wouldn't be having any tantrum about it if that's the case.
I think the same. I think it'll be Longley and Chambers in there. But I've said previously as well, I think Digne will start today. I just have a feeling that Digne will start today. But on the Luton Town side of things, I was watching, I've forgotten his name, but it was a BBC reporter from that part of the country. He seemed to think that Alfie Doughty will start as the left centre half because they're so completely and utterly decimated at centre half, with Amari Bell looking like he's going to be out, Osho looking like he's going to be out as well. They're thinking that that might be the situation. Ogbeni goes over to the left hand side, and then Kabore comes back in at the right hand side to give them a bit more defensive stability on that right hand side. But so it's going to be really interesting from a Luton point of view. It looks like it's going to be Clark and Barkley in there, and you know, as I say, we aren't a betting podcast here, but I have money on Clark to get booked in this game because of him. He will be playing as the six because there's no way they're going to drop Barkley into that six position and lose out on his creativity going forward. So, you know, this Luton Town team, there will be a bit of hodgepodge. There will be a bit of patching up holes within it. But, you know, Rob Edwards is a good manager. Paddy, I didn't know that his family were Villa fans. I didn't know that. He said it in a press conference recently. Was it a press conference or was it a podcast? He said it that you know, he wants to go home tomorrow and have his family annoyed at him because his family are Villa fans. So that's an interesting one too.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I have a funny feeling he wasn't a Villa fan growing up, but all of his family are. If that or either his mother or father isn't a Villa fan and he followed one of them, but the rest of them were all Villa fans. But he did obviously play for Villa.
He did.
I remember him playing. So that shows my age.
Yeah. He was born in Telford as well, so you know, there is that. There is that, and as he said, his family are all Villa fans. But it'll be interesting to see the team that he puts out today. You know, as we found out, you know, we spoke an awful lot about it in the pre-match. Was Adebayo going to be available? He's not going to be available today as well. So your man Brown, is it Jacob Brown as well, may be available for today, which would be more firepower for them as well. But Adebayo being the big one. I think being out for them today is big for them too, along with Amari Bell and along with Osho not being there today too. That's two of their centre half three that are out injured, and they're going to be without Lokonga, and they're going to be without Marvellous Nakamba as well. So they're down two of their centre halves, one of their defensive midfielders, and their striker who's got 9 goals today. You know, so it's going to be a patchwork team from Rob Edwards, but they've had that patchwork team at times this season, and they've gotten some good performances out of it. So hopefully that's not going to be the case for Villa today, and Villa can go there and get the points.
Yeah, it's got huge day written all over it again. If Palace stay the way they are, We're looking at a huge body of points ahead of Spurs, albeit they have a game in hand, but we do play them next week. So a lot of things falling in our favour. What we can't afford to do is neglect our own job. So a disciplined job today, doesn't matter how the result came, as I said in the preview, but get us over the line today, get our job done, and then sit back and watch what Man U can do against Man City tomorrow. But total respect for what Rob Edwards has done at this club. Their plunge back into the mire after Everton getting 4 points back, and Everton have gone ahead again today as well. So beware the wounded animal, as they say, and this could be a different type of game than it would have been if we played it this time last week.
Yeah, it's 1-1 actually in the Everton game now. Zuma and Beto have scored there, yeah. So 1-1 in the Everton game. This is the closest I think I'll ever get to being on the video printer. Although I do my own version of the video printer when I go down through the scores that people put into the chat room myself just before the game. So in case anybody is wondering with the scores so far, Brentford are 2-1 up on Chelsea, Everton, West Ham are 1-1, Fulham 2-0 up. Fulham 2-0 up on Brighton. Jesus. I've been looking at that for the last 10 minutes, but it never actually registered until I read it out. Newcastle 2-0 up against Wolves. Forest holding Liverpool 0-0. Crystal Palace up 1-0 at Spurs. And Luton Town and Aston Villa to come at 5:30 as well. So looks like we're going to have a team announcement any second now. If it hasn't come out already. No, not out just yet. Okay. But I'm not expecting too many more changes within the team. I don't expect there to be many changes up top. And I don't expect any changes in that midfield region either. So we're going to stand pat on that one, I think, for sure. The only changes, I say, would be maybe one of the two centre-halves comes in and Dini comes in at left-back. But I can't see anything else on that. And we have a team out.
Team sheet, while you're loading it up there, big shout out to the Bedford Lions that are having a great day out today. Great to see them all in in and around Kenilworth Road, even those without tickets, having a great day. So good day for the Bedford Lions.
Yeah, it was telling me Villa had posted and it wouldn't let me open the post saying this link is broken. But we do have the post up here now, and it's Martinez and goals. Cash, Conza, Langley and Alex Moreno. What the fuck do we know? Nothing. Bailey, McKinn, Douglas, Louise, Ramsey, Tielemans and Watkins. I don't know why you guys keep coming back. We've gotten it completely wrong here today. But it is great to see that beautiful, beautiful man in there. Ezri Konsa is back to partner Longley. And to be honest with you, it's that's massive to have him there. On the bench, we see Pau Torres as well. We've got Olsen, Dina, Pau Torres, Chambers, Diaby, Zaniolo, Rogers, Kane Kessler-Hayden and Tim Urgbunum looking strong again on the bench, you know, even with that addition. Just that addition of one extra player really makes it stronger. It just goes to show how close to complete our squad is, you know, one or two extra players there brings that strength onto the bench. And yes, I know a lot of people can say Zaniolo hasn't really done it in the Premier League. Rogers, unproven entity. Ken Kessler-Hayden, unproven in the Premier League. Tim Urgbunum, unproven in the Premier League. But the supplementation of those guys into the squad and the positions that they hold within the squad we have here, that's what I'm talking about with regards to strength on the bench. And I hope we see Rodgers again today, and I hope Rodgers gets his goal today. I just have this, I'm holding this flame for Rodgers. I really am, in the way that he's been eased into the team. I'm loving it. But that big man that we can see there.
We might see Rodgers start on Thursday night. I wouldn't put it past that kind of a decision.
Is he registered?
He must be. You would think so.
You'd think he is, yeah. And obviously, yeah, he's not cup tied with Middlesbrough, you know, from that point of view.
We know that much.
No, yeah, we know that much for sure. But yeah, that would be a nice game to play him in. Big games today. I'm not expecting, but big games I'm getting a feeling for today are Jacob Ramsey. Like, some really good green shoots from him over the last few weeks, coming back to his best. And I'm expecting him to carry down that wing, especially if the right wing back starts to go a bit further forward with the three center halves that they're going to likely employ. I don't know if they go back to a flat back four this week with the injuries at center half, but I'm expecting Jacob Ramsey. I'm calling it now. Jacob Ramsey is going to score today. I just have a feeling in my waters that Jacob Ramsey is going to score. I'm going to take down the team there, and I'm going to try and find the Luton team. But Paddy, no excuses that we can make with regards to that team. That's as good a team as Villa can put out today.
Well, it's as good a team as we can put out today without Pau Torres being fully fit. So we've seen Clement Longley do very, very well. So but there's nothing to worry about, in my view. Having said that, you could make a fucking mistake very early on. But that would be just the luck. But we have to just be regimental today and get stuck into them from the start. They'll be tough. They'll put it about us. And what we've got to really protect is the set piece, first ball and second ball, and just be totally on our game and not make mistakes. That is the be all and end all.
Luton team is out, and once again it was said that Amari Bell wouldn't play, and there he is on the team sheet, you know. So between Konsa and Amari Bell, we've got two Lazarus-like figures in defence for both teams. I did call that Reece Burke might start at centre half in the preview show, and he is there. So they've got Kaminski, Kabore on the right-hand side, I would imagine. Burke, Mengi and Bell, the three centre-halves. Doughty on the left-hand side. Barkley and Clark holding down in the middle. Chong, Townsend and Morris, then the three up top. I'm not surprised to see Morris go into the number nine role and Andros Townsend come in there, because, you know, even though he's getting on in years, Andros Townsend still gets through a lot of work in defense, from a defensive point of view, and he gets up and down the field. One of the biggest omissions for them today, and I'm really surprised, that's why I was kind of shaking my head at it a moment ago, was Ogbeni has dropped to the bench.
Yeah.
Ogbeni has dropped to the bench. And
he's dropped at the expense of Andros Townsend, which is probably in there for more experience than anything else, I would imagine. So we'd probably... It's
Kabore, isn't it? Kabore, yeah. He's actually dropped at the expense of Kabore, yeah. Which I could see them maybe wanting to kind of come into a back four at times, and this allows you go to a 4-4-2 or a 4-5, almost a 4-5-1 at times, you know, with the way that they're set up. So interesting times, yeah.
Well, look, strong side. no excuses. Just go and do what we have been doing on a regular basis, and there's no reason why we can't go and get a victory here today. They're a good side. They will make it very hard for us. Where they are lacking is that defensive midfield role is where they don't have somebody naturally in that position, although Clark will do it. Barkley, to a lesser extent, will help him out there. But that's where we can get at them. If we can get the likes of Tielemans on the ball in and around that area, we will hopefully set the world on fire.
I'm hoping that's exactly the way we play. I'm hoping that Tielemans tries to draw one of their centre halves out, considering there is no recognised defensive midfielder in there as such, or maybe draws Clark back into that position, creating a kind of a staggered effect in midfield, whereby Douglas Luiz can then attack in through that hole that's left in midfield. Because if they do get resolute, if they do get compact in midfield, if Chong pulls back, if Townsend pulls back into that right midfield role, if Doughty, and they create a bank of five there, you know, it's about trying to pull one of those two, those three centre halves out. It's going to be difficult. It's not often the teams will pack the bus at home. I can see Luton Town maybe trying to keep it nil. Well, because they have a history of conceding goals early, I can see them being really kind of resolute early on. And it's up to Villa to try and break them down. Once again, as I say, if Villa score an early goal, like they've done in most games against most teams this season, or when they've done it in games that they've scored an early goal, they've gone on to win. I expect the same today if they get an early goal, but it will be difficult against this Luton team the way that they're going to set up. So we're going to need to try and invite pressure at times. I would imagine our control of the game is going to be very important. The fact that there will be a lot of passing it around between our centre halves and Douglas Luiz, I think, in the early part of the game. And I wouldn't get frustrated from that point of view. It's just to try and draw their team out. But yeah, for me, this is there's a tactical matchup here that is going to have to be managed in game as well, because of the team that they've put out here. And but I think Villa are more than capable of doing that with the likes of Tielemans and McGinn pushing further forward, and obviously Leon Bailey being on the form that he is at the moment. And somebody makes a good point there as well, that Leon Bailey will know all about Amari Bell, because the two of them are reggae boys, and they play for Jamaica as well, together, it seems, as well. I forgot to mention at the very start of this is going to be a shorter team sheet tantrum than normal. Paddy's got to hightail it into a pub, and I've got to go someplace else. So there won't be a post-match podcast after this. There won't be, but we will obviously be kicking this directly into Dale's watch-along for AVFC Stato. So do stay tuned for that as well. If you guys want to start popping in your score predictions, we'll go down through them really quickly, because, as I say, it is a bit of a shorter podcast today, because we do have to be places, myself and Paddy, and there won't be a post-match after the game, as I said today. So start popping your score predictions in there. Paddy, just before we I start going through the score predictions there, talk to me. What way do you see this game going today and your score predictions?
I'm fairly confident, but not overly confident. I'm gonna go 2-1 today. I just think it will be. I think we'll probably go 2-0 up, and we will concede. They do score goals, and we do concede goals. It's very, the clean sheets seem like a rarity at the moment. So I'm gonna go 2-1, and I'm gonna go Watkins and Bailey with the goals, assisted both by Youri Tielemans' true balls through that gap that they're gonna leave in front of the back three.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Well, there we go. You heard it here first. As Tottenham pull back 1-1 through Timo Werner. Let's go down through the scores on the doors for everybody here. So KK starts us off with 5-2 Villa. Sai is saying 4-1 to us. Junior Bennett saying 3-0. Raphael is saying 1-0. 2-1 says Michael Richards. 3-1 says St. Paul Kyle. 2-1 says Jur. 4-1 says Jur, or says Lion Eye. Captain Nugget says 3-1. Peter says 3-1. Stephen Brown says 3-1. MC says 4-0. Tyra Roblox says 2-0. Stephen Wright says 5-0. Brad Bennett going 3-0. Sour Sounds 3-1. And Neil Special 1-0. I have a different Neil Special today. Mine is 2-1, just in case anybody is wondering. 2-1 to Villa. But Villa going 2-0 up and then conceding in the second half. Dico Blanco says 3-1. Jay's going 4-1 Villa. Dave O'Dwyer's going 2-0 Villa. John Duran is saying 3-1 to Villa. 3-0 Villa, says Michael O'Brien. Daniel Hobson says 3-1 Villa. Kieran O'Callaghan says 3-1 Villa. I wonder, are you on the way down to it, Kieran?
He posted there saying it was strange not going to the game. It's difficult to get tickets for this one, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I can imagine. So Nicole is going 3-2 Villa. Shane Coleman saying 6-2. 4-1 says Ronan O'Reilly. 2-0 Villa, says Dave Lacey. 3-1 says Osdrum. Adam Hewitt says 3-1. Steve B says 2-0. Reese says 4-1 Villa. 6-1 says John Steele. Bloom says 3-1 Villa. 2-1 Villa, says Terry Morris. 3-1 says Richie Ryan. 2-1 says Michael Smith. Gene Taylor says 2-1. 4-1 says Scott Taggart. 2-1 says Paul McAllister. 3-0 says John Griffin. Lily Tate says 3-1. 3-2 says Rossett. 3-1 says N. Harris. 3-0 says Carl Kennedy. 3-1 Villa, says Aaron Cunningham. No relation to Noel Cunningham. No, Thomas Wallace says 3-1 Villa. Joe Brown says saying 2-0. 2-1 says Dave Miller. 3-1 says Damian L. Paul Miller is going with 2-1. Chris Chubb 3-1. 3-1 says be happy. David Burke says 4-1, and Cat Cannon's going with 3-0. 5-1 says Dave. 4-2 says Matt Hands. Bob Tomlinson is going with 1-0. JF says 3-1. Stuart Kempson says 3-0. Be happy again. Be happy sent 2-1 Spurs. Ah, oh, Romero the rotter. I was going to call him something else there. But anyway, Hot Text Highlights says 4-0. Barry Fitzzachary says 3-1. 2-1 says Charlie S. And Dan Downey's finishing it out with 2-0 to Aston Villa. And with Spurs now winning 2-1 after a capitulation from Oliver Glasner. Oliver Glasner out is what I say. From Oliver Glasner's Crystal Palace. I'm going for a 2-1 win for Aston Villa as well today. So, yeah. So looking forward to a great game for Aston Villa today versus Luton Town today, 5:30 on TV here in the UK and here in Ireland as well, and I'm sure wherever you are around the world. As I say, no post-match podcast today, but we will be back tomorrow to review what transpires within this game today. But everybody, no matter what you're doing, do it safe and do it healthy. And until we're back for the post-match, all that's left to say is we hope Villa win, and up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Podcast Network.